Can't hear
yes,
you if you're talking.
Absolutely. I think I think that every member on this committee should speak to the chair of their mass committee, especially if they're mid-search right now, and ask them how the process is going.
Yeah.
How could we make it go smooth, or how could it
take less time?
Yeah, because I think having everyone in limbo for this long is not good. It's not productive.
Okay. Let me make sure I write this down. Maybe that sounds like a good specific suggestion we should pass along. But everybody agree with that? Or do you want to restate that, Marcel, so we can make sure we...
I think that every member of the personnel committee should speak to the head of their mass committee and ask them if they're involved in the search, how it's going, what would they do to change the process to make it go faster, and what do they think of the process so far?
Okay.
Without the intent of changing anything, but just so that you start to get a feel for how it's going.
Right. Wonder what the frustrations are.
Well, and there are many. But,
yeah.
But we are also going to be doing a PD search right after this, and I would hope that our PD search would run smoother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Does anybody know? I think Ahmad's been talking to the mass committees a fair amount, but I don't know if... I don't know what sort of help he's giving them. Anybody know?
Yeah, he's providing the resumes. He's giving them a lot of help. But they're also been depending on James Deslandi. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. As well, and I know that Christine. They have occasionally turned to Christine for specific information. But I know that when Ahmad took over being the IGM of A, I remember at the California meeting, the Los Angeles meeting, that Arlene said that we would not depend on Ahmad as much as James because they wanted to free him up to run the station.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, if Ahmad has time to help the search. But I forgot about James. Okay. So we need, I don't know if that, I guess what I'm getting at are the mass committees getting the help they need from our national office.
I think they're getting as much help as they can get, but I do think that we on this committee should monitor it a little closer, not interfere, and in no way interfere, but just monitor it a little closer to make sure that this search is going smoothly and quicker than it is. Because I know at our own station, it's a cause of some concern. People are always up in the air when, you know, someone is actively recruiting for your position. It makes the person serving it a little nervous.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I wasn't trying to blame anybody. I'm just pointing out. I just was wondering, do we need to ask for more help? Or I guess we don't know until we do this work group and find out how it's going at each station. If all the stations are having the same kind of problem but don't know that, then that might be good feedback to give to James or Ahmad or Arlene or somebody. Okay, so who wants to be on this work group?
I would. I'd like to be on this work group.
Okay, so Marcel? Who else?
Mia, since I suggested it.
Okay. And you're on the mass committee for your state?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, that's right. Okay, yeah. Would somebody like to contact Rico and Joe and ask them if they want to be on it? And if... I guess we need them because those two stations are also have, well, even if
maybe
they're not on their mass committee.
Maybe Marcel could lead this work group.
Okay.
Since she's part of it. And maybe we could meet, I don't know, maybe later on this week and then maybe come up with a questionnaire, like a short list of questions that each mass committee mass committee's chair can answer. But those details we could work out, right, Marcel?
Yeah, I would. I don't mind doing any work at all. I just because I have quite a few things on my plate. I don't want anything to just drop all the way. So I would love to work on this. I'll do anything I need to, but I don't think I need to lead this work committee. Did you do it, Neil, or you, Bill, or Fia?
You know, I'd probably rather somebody else do it because, like I said, we're not involved in this process at our station, so I don't, everything I know about it is second or third hand.
Okay, well...
But what you need is somebody to, you just to call Rico, and that's what I was talking about, calling Rico and Jody Aspen if they join. I can do that.
I'll do that, yeah, I have no problem.
Okay,
and
do
I'll
that.
Do that in the next day or two, yeah.
And then set up a date? Okay. So that's Marcel, okay.
And Marcel will set up the date for conference call or whatever you need.
Yeah, I'll set up a date for the conference call, but I don't want to be the official leader of this little task force here. So I'll ask one of them, or you, Nia. But I don't mind doing anything I can do, because I really would like the process to move more smoothly in our next round of hiring.
Yeah. And I hadn't thought about the PD thing, but that's, you're right. I think there's some other stations, aren't they, that are...
Yeah, we're not the only one.
Looking
I think
for PD, I forget.
I also have an interim PD.
Okay.
You know, all these interim people, we need to have standardized processes.
That's exactly
right. This person is doing this, the other one is doing something else. The criteria is different here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just caused the confusion.
No. I don't think so. I think we should have one process. I think we should avoid advertising that 4/5 of our stations are operating with interims. But other than that, I think it needs to be standardized.
Okay. And I do appreciate what you said earlier about the maybe too much detail in the job description. It's nice to list some things, but you're right. If everything looks like the same priority, I mean, if everything looks like a high priority, that means everything has a low priority. And it's hard to know how they should concentrate their efforts after they're hired, too. And I agree that, it seems like sometimes we totally forget about if somebody can be a good manager, we're worried about their political, background and things like that. And obviously we want them to support the Pacifica mission, but they need to be good managers and be able to communicate well and lead people and inspire volunteers and handle business operations and all the other things that we need to do better.
And though I believe in our political statements, I think that if you don't put it in the job description, and then because that's where we're caught particularly at W, if it's not in the job description, and you have not been trained to, we've all been trained to write our resumes to the job description, then you can't look for it later. You can't list it as a criteria.
Yeah. Well, I think it has something about commitment to the Pacifica mission. Of course, that's kind of vague, but...
Very vague, if they've never read the Pacifica.
if they don't know about it, that's a problem, yeah. Okay. All right, well, are we ready to move on to the next agenda item?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Revised CFO job description. And by the way, we probably need to finish everything in about half an hour, and then before that we need to review action items, and I guess that's the only other thing. When we were the work group, we were talking about the CFO job description, just to give everybody background. Yeah, it was clear that the CFO job description, or we were doing the CFO survey, evaluation survey. It was clear that the CFO job description was, I'll just say, more poorly organized than the ED one, and so it made it a little hard. There was redundancies. There was things that really weren't real clear. And it's probably hard on the CFO and maybe the ED, who the CFO reports to, of course, as well as to the board. And it's hard on anybody doing an evaluation if you just look at the job description and you try to figure out, how is this person doing? Or if you're the CFO, it might be hard to know what am I supposed to be concentrating on. So the suggestion was if we could just not necessarily change the meaning of it, but clarify a few things and organize it better and put things in groups of related tasks. Does that kind of summarize what we talked about? Don't hear any objections, so I guess that's it. Anybody want to jump in with suggestions on how to start?
I'm going to have to leave. But I did want, I'm not sure whether we have a PMB meeting before our next meeting, but that we're prepared to make the report at that meeting so that this issue is put to bed.
Report on this particular item or just on whatever we're doing?
The report on the CFO evaluation.
Okay. Well, we met with Laverne in executive session Friday. Not all of us were able to join the call, but that was mostly just to answer her questions about the survey. And do you have a suggestion, Afia?
As far as I'm concerned, we're ready to report. And if that's correct, then there's no need for further discussion. If that's incorrect, then I think we need to make arrangements to have a discussion between now and the next PMB meeting so that the report can be made at that time, or at least that we're ready to make it at that time.
Right. Of course, the survey results are sort of a report. They're not really a recommendation or anything, but they have all the – they're basically input to the PNB, so the PNB can decide
so
whatever they want to do.
So you're feeling that we are prepared? Is there anyone who feels that we are not prepared?
I guess we are, because we're missing two people on the committee right now too. That was part of the problem, because we were missing was it two or three people on Friday, and also last Sunday we met with Arlene a week ago, 8 days from now, before now, to go over the result, and we didn't have everybody on the committee then either. So I don't know. Maybe we do need to. I had asked George to put it on the agenda for last Friday executive session, but you know, it would be nice if we had all the committee together to discuss this first. So do you think we should do that?
I think if we can, then we should, but I think it's unfair to prolong it.
Yeah.
And I'm not entirely convinced of the necessity, but if it makes people feel more comfortable, then the opportunity ought to be made available, but that it should not be determinative of moving forward.
Right. Well, the reason why we were trying to do it by Friday was that the CFO probationary period ended this weekend. It was the end of July, and so we wanted to try to do that before the end of July. Although I agree with you, I don't think it's necessarily critical, but it'd be nice not to drag this out too long. And the CFO and ED have both seen the survey results, so they know what everybody said and read the comments and suggestions and criticism, things like that. So I'm not sure the PMB necessarily has anything to add to that, but I'm open to whatever everybody wants to do. Comments? Should we push to have a... Do we need to give a report? And if so, does somebody want to write a report? We didn't actually write a report. We can just give a verbal report. That's what I was planning to do, but...
I think that's all that's necessary. That's all that was done in the case of the ED.
Yeah, my feeling was just basically saying, you know, we did the survey, we got the results, we sent them to everybody that asked for them. Here they are.
I think that's adequate.
Okay.
There was no committee recommendation with regard to the ED, if I recall correctly.
Correct. I think that was partly because, again, we didn't all get together beforehand, and it would have been nice if we could all done that. But different meetings, but we didn't have everybody all together. Of course, we don't necessarily have to.
Okay. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have a deadline that I need to make and need to get back to it.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks. Anybody else have any comments on that? On the report back to the PNB? Marcel and Nia, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, we're here. We're just waiting to move on.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I guess we can go on to the... we're about to start the CFO, revising the CFO job description. I don't think we're going to get too far on it just tonight, but do we want to get figure out how we want to consider doing that? Another work group? Or?
Well, we have the... I have the old one someplace that we could take up at least we'll start from there. That
the old... Old job description?
Yeah, old. How old is old? Well, if we have that, it gives more detail than this thing that we have. I think that's what we need to do to decide.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, I did this before we even started on the CFO survey, and we did it on the ED survey too. Remember, we looked at other possible, you know, what other organizations, nonprofits do in evaluating their executive people. And, you know, you can even look on Wikipedia and just get an idea of the general kind of jobs that like a CFO typically does. There's lots of resources online that are easy to get. And, you know, maybe we should just kind of take the specifics from the current job description and plug them into categories. We kind of hinted at that on the survey. You know, we had questions about financial planning and protecting assets. These are different questions and training business personnel, things like that. But I'm not sure those categories are exactly right. What do you think?
The categories aren't right?
I'm just wondering. That may not be exactly right, or we might need to add another one or two. But the categories were hard to extract from the job description because it's so jumbled up.
I think maybe we should, maybe via email, we should work on this because there are only three of us, although,
yeah.
Bulk of the work is probably usually done by three of us anyway. To probably get the old CFO job description, the old ED job description, and tackle that and see what we can call from each and come up with something. And if we could also see what the industry uses.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Or especially other nonprofits.
Yes.
I mean, it's a little different for, it's probably not too different, but it's a little different for nonprofits. And
so you know you're going to have to do that.
I'll work on a work group, but I don't want to be the only one on this.
I know.
We can just schedule a date for a work group meeting and then invite the rest of the committee and see who wants to participate. And maybe other people on the board would want to throw in suggestions too.
Not this week, though, because my family is coming in, and I can't. I already have meetings 3 days in a row. This is not the only thing I have to occupy my life.
Yeah. Well, this is not. There's no rush on this, but it'd be nice if we could get this done and approved by all parties before the next, I guess before the annual evaluation of the CFO.
Right.
Well, that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
But you know, earlier, you know, I asked LeVar, I asked LeVar briefly last Friday, and she seemed to think, you know, it might be a good idea, and I don't think she thought about it, and I also asked Arlene, and she also agreed because she, you know, the job description is not real clear to either one of them, I guess, about what the CFO is supposed to be doing. I mean, it just kind of lists a bunch of stuff, but, you know, there's some repetition. There's just, even the numbering of the paragraphs starts over and, you know, halfway through. So it's just kind of hard to say if you're saying, you know, refer to paragraph two. And I'm just looking at it right now. I mean, like paragraph two, it just, the first paragraph two, it lists a whole bunch of stuff that don't even necessarily go together. And then some others I'm going to refer to later on in the job description again.
Well, that's because the job, pardon me, Marcel W., the job description talks about tasks. I think perhaps we should think more about results. What is it that you want the CFO to accomplish?
That's a good idea. I'm writing myself some notes here. What kind of things would you be thinking of in terms of accomplishments?
I mean, whether it's, you know, explaining how we can, I don't know anything at all about finance, so that whatever foolish comment I make, Mia, don't laugh. But, you know, balancing our budget or giving us our reports or telling us, you know, that type of information, specific information. And maybe we want her to bring down our ratios of cost or something. But we should tell them what it is we want them to do.
Yeah.
As opposed to these tasks.
That probably is a good idea. Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you'll be on this work group, too. I'd just like to do that this week. This week. I'd rather not do it this week. Too many other things going on.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's too many.
This is too many things. Yeah. And it's my father's birthday this week, Mia. His birthday is the same day as Barack Obama.
Good.
Like Barack Obama's an interloper on his day.
Ooh,
yep.
Happy birthday, Mr. Reed. Oh, it does that you're married him. I'm sorry.
But he thinks that since Barack Obama has just been rude enough to have his birthday the same day, that people are forgetting.
I know, considering that he was here before Barack. I agree with Father.
He owns the day.
That he owns the day. That's right. Happy birthday to Barack and to you, Dad.
Well, let me just ask, how about if we just kind of do some of this by email and to the whole committee and just, you know, say here's some suggestions and we can kind of go back and forth and say, we can use our Google group that's public. If anybody else wants to read it and join in, they can do that too.
Okay.
The Google email list. And then it'll also be archived there in case somebody wants to pick up on whatever the discussion was later.
Okay.
And that's for the ED and CFO job description, right?
Mm-hmm.
The CFO job description.
Okay.
Both job descriptions are already on that Google group, so anybody wants to, it's not, doesn't have a copy of them, they can get them from there. And then the contracts are not there because they're, you know, they have some proprietary stuff. I think they have salaries in them, but the job description doesn't. The job description is public. And I guess it was probably what was posted publicly on the website, but I don't know. I wasn't on the board last year.
Okay.
So you want to recap? Yeah, we want to call that question and get more. I'm a little hungry now.
Yeah, well, okay, so action items.
Okay. I have
read back whatever you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bill will notify Arlene as to deadline for presenting or charge the personnel committee. Marcel will contact Rico and Joe to ask to join the work group to discuss GM hiring processes at various signal areas.
Contact Joe and Rico? Contact Joe and Rico? Okay.
Yes, you'll contact them. And Marcel and I are on that work group, right? Mm-hmm. And then Bill will revise CFO job description by putting it up on Google or post to Google. No, Bill will post CFO job description on Google, ask for input from everyone.
Well, job description is already posted there, both the ED
and the revision.
But I'll get the process started, I guess. Our discussion started.
Bill, I'm really sorry. Maybe we could ask the CEO to help you. I don't know.
Well, I hope everybody will join in. I'll just start the discussions by email with our Google group that's public, and anybody, all the rest of the board or anybody else that wants to join in can do that. And maybe we'll come up with we could start with some of the ideas Marcel had and look at maybe what other is out there in the public domain about typical nonprofit CFO job descriptions.
Yeah. Good old Google. Google has everything. I have a lot of things. Listen, you can find anything on the internet. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Too. Anything.
Google's the new big brother, maybe. Even if they're trying not to be. But
right.
They track everything, don't they? Give me those ads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So sorry.
No, I'm sorry. When is the next proposed meeting?
Huh?
I'm going to get the date for the next meeting.
Was that the first of, what did we decide on?
Wednesday, September 4th.
Oh, yeah, I'll post that. That's another to-do for me.
And also, this is a short executive session just to approve the minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And Marcel, I need to call you about this work group. So could I call you right after the adjourn?
Could you call me tomorrow morning? Because I have to finish up the rest of the work for... No,
that
would be good if you... Yeah. And then I can finish getting this report up for the mass committee. Are you up late, Mia? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, well, then I'll call you back as soon as I just put this little information in the computer.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, about 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be off the
All
call.
Right.
Okay.
One quick question. I forget. What does the acronym MASS stand for? Management something selection, or what is it?
Assessment and Search Committee.
Oh, okay. All right, I think I heard that at one time. I forget. Okay. Our local committee is involving personnel for management is different. It's our Management Selection and Review Committee, even though they haven't done any selection in a few years.
Oh,
I'm just wondering.
So you have a different acronym. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
Okay, any objections? Thank you for sticking with us.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Brian, for streaming.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
You.
Thanks,
Thank
Brian.
You.
Talk with you, Mike. Bye bye.
To turn off the music, press 1.